It's time for a takeover of the broadcast here on KUKU 100.3 for another chapter in Willow Springs Bears Sports. Taking you into the game, this broadcast wouldn't be possible without these sponsors. G&W Foods, Monarch Realty, MSU West Plains, West Plains Bank and Trust, Brigitte Tire Service, Bailey Chevrolet and GMC, Cox Health Center in Willow Springs, Shelter Insurance Agent Robert Hollis, Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet, and Simmons Bank. Now let's get you into the game to hear from our play-by-play pros, Marty Spence and Larry Spence.
Thank you and good evening from Mumford Gym for the second night in a row we are here, and I'm here with Katie Spence.
Back again, Katie is,
and she is filling in for her dad. And we are the final regular season game of the year coming up between the Louisville Bulldogs and the Bears from Willow Springs. Katie, lots of activities already tonight at Mumford Gym.
We had the girls game. They played Norwood, and I don't remember the complete score, but it wasn't very good.
It wasn't close.
Then we had JV boys, and they pulled out a win. No, but better the other way. Yeah.
The Bears won.
But then we had senior night where we honored four seniors, three basketball
players and
one
cheerleader. So it's been a full night already honoring those seniors. I think we're going to get another honor coming up here before the game starts. You've got that basketball in front of
you. It's right in front of me. It's very pretty.
So that will be coming up before the game starts and right after the national anthem. So I understand from hearsay, from by eavesdropping that I've been doing between games. Anyway, Bears are going to take on the Kabul Bulldogs tonight, hopefully get a win, kind of get set up for next week, which is district time. And, again, we talked about it last night, Katie. This is a 16 tournament in district, which creates buys for the top two seeds. So both the girls and the boys from Willow Springs are getting buys this year. Both are seeded second in the tournament. The boys will play on Thursday night, the girls on Wednesday night after initial first-round games. So, anyway, tonight is senior night. We honored the three seniors that are on the basketball team, Colby James, of course, and James Dean
and Holt McGinnis,
those three.
As well as the cheerleader, Miley Taylor.
Miley Taylor was honored as well, but only four seniors. There will be a lot of kids coming back next year for this Bear squad, but none bigger, of course. We graduate those two girls this year, Chloe Jones and Colby James, and we talked about it last night, some of the record holders for the school, both in the same year, so that's really an unusual thing that happens.
It is.
Very seldom does that happen, I'm sure. Anyway, Kabul and Willow coming up. The Bulldogs not up to that level yet that I'm sure they're searching for, but they've got a new coach this year. And
young coach,
a coach that we are familiar with because I think he was
my science teacher,
he was your instructor in the eighth grade, Barnes. He was assistant here for several years. Now he's head basketball coach over at Kabul. Also, an old Willa alum was the JV coach at Kabul, and that's Bryce Dudridge, who we watched play here several years ago. So a lot of ties between these two schools, and we just the two closest schools. It seems like we line it up for every year where we play the Bulldogs at the end of the season. It's the final game traditionally in the regular season every year, and so that's what's happening tonight with the Bulldogs and the Bears. Bears coming in with a 15 and 10.
I just double checked that.
15-10 record for the Bears. And did you check on the Bulldogs?
I did. They have an 8-16 record.
Very similar to the girls.
And similar wins as well. Seems like Koshkonong, Conway, Dora.
Yeah.
Small schools like that.
Okay. I'm talking to a good friend of mine from Kabul. He said He said, Kabul, we'll play with you at least for a half. So we'll see what that means. I'm not sure. But anyway, Bears have to battle back and forget what happened on Tuesday night here against Mountain Grove when the Bears lost in overtime to the Mountain Grove Panthers. So that will be tough thing to do, you know,
yeah,
to come
yeah.
back. This kind of a trap game, you know. If you're waiting for next week's district tournament time, you got Kabul, you might be tempted to take them lightly, but anytime
you don't want to do that.
Anytime you do that, you're setting yourself up for a fall. So the Bears and the Bulldogs getting ready to battle. And again, we're going to have that special announcement coming up for you right after the national anthem, and that's coming up shortly. Anyway, earlier tonight, the Lady Bears took it on the chin from Norwood, getting beat like 60-something to 30-something, and it was not pretty,
no.
According to those who watched the game. But our JV team really played well.
They did, yeah. We got to play even some of the JV kids that don't usually get to play. They got to see the court, and so that was really, really good for them, I think.
Yeah, and they got a chance, opportunity, most of them, to score or at least shoot.
Yeah,
and,
yeah.
And that was fun. But I think the final was 48-18 was the final score in the JV game. So the Bears going, boy Bears, the young men are trying to go for two in a row tonight as they take on the Kabul Bulldogs. We're going to send it back to you, Jack, at the studios for the national anthem. Then we'll be back for the starting lineups, the play-by-play, and a special presentation. We'll be back in 2 minutes. You're listening to Bear Basketball on KUKU.
Your hometown grocer in downtown Willow Springs is now Cash Saver, and it's good news for your wallet. Cash Saver is groceries at cost plus 10%, a pricing format that saves you money every time you shop. You'll still find fresh meats with a full-time butcher, fresh produce, and the same friendly local service you trust. Starting January 1st, Cash Saver will be open 6 a.m. to 8 p.m. 7 days a week. Same hometown store, smarter savings, G&W Foods Cash Saver, downtown at Willow Springs.
If you have 10 minutes and online access, you're ready to open a new checking or savings account with West Plains Bank and Trust Company. Already a customer? Just log into digital banking and click Add an Account, making the switch to West Plains Bank and Trust Company. Welcome. Simply visit westplainsbank.com and click Open Account. 24/7 convenience, FDIC insured, free debit card and e-statements. It's simple and convenient to open your account online with West Plains Bank and Trust Company. Member FDIC.
I thought college was out of reach. Too expensive, too risky, too much debt. Then I found Missouri State University, West Plains. Lower tuition, real support, real chances. A real affordable possibility. Now I'm building a future without burying my family in bills. Where do I want to be tomorrow? Confident, moving forward, and without a mountain of debt.
Missouri State, West Plains. New beginnings, endless possibilities.
This is Solomon Cornelius, owner-broker of Monarch Realty. At Monarch Realty, we work with many others in the industry, lenders, inspectors, title companies, and yes, other realtors, to provide professional real estate services for both buyers and sellers. How you're treated matters. Why not be treated like royalty?
Now, back to Willow Springs Bears Sports on KUKU 100.3.
And we joined PA announcer Chris Wagner for the special announcement. There we go. So we did. We got the award, Kobe James, for scoring over 2,000 points and defeating his dad's record here at Willow Springs High School. So very special night for Kobe James. Now with the rest of the starting lineup, here's Chris Wagner again, I think.
Tonight's action between these two schools just miles apart, the Cabool Bulldogs and the Willow Springs Bears. Josiah Leonard out there to jump center with James Dean as Bears using their three senior starters, and the tip goes to Cabool. So the Bulldogs will set it up with Kittner handling the ball along with Montgomery and Long. Kittner with the ball, goes down long to Kidwell. His ball is picked off by Brady James to the hoop, and 2 points for the Bears. Bears up 2-0. Cabool brings it back the other way. Bulldogs set up their half-court offense beyond the and throw it out of there.
Too long, yeah.
Ball was intended for Josiah Leonard, but went out of bounds under the baseline, so a turnover on the Bulldogs, their second in their second possession. And Bears bring it down the floor with James handling the ball, along with Kobe and his brother, Brady, working the outside, fakes the shot. Now Brady takes the three, got it.
Well, the Bears are up 5-0 early as we are underway here on senior night at Mumford Gym. Montgomery with the ball for Kabul. It's it to Kintner as they try to go underneath, but stay outside with Montgomery and Long handling the ball out front. They go underneath, go to the baseline.
Picked away by Colby James, but then he steps out of bounds, and the ball will remain with Kabul.
It was blocked by that view totally by the official.
I got it, don't worry.
You picked me up on that one. Kabul inbounds, baseline underneath the basket. The shot from the outside is no good. Rebound.
Colby James.
And James brings it all the way down to the baseline, puts up a little short jumper. It's good. And 7-0 Bears early. Kendler brings it down the floor. Crosses the timeline. Kidwell gets tied up on the baseline. The freshman starting for the Bull.
Jump ball and the possession will go to Willow.
So the Bears get it back again. Leading early 7-0. Kobe crosses the timeline. Gives it to James. Back to Kobe. He shoots and misses. Rebound Kabul.
Kintner.
Quickly down the floor. Kintner with the ball. Goes in the corner. Baseline. Montgomery with the ball or Long out there. And the ball is knocked away, but the
Kintner
gets it back, shoots and misses. Rebound James Dean. For the Bears, fast breaking down the floor. There's Brady James on the baseline, put up a short shot, no good. Rebound is by the Bears, James Dean, who puts up the shot, and in it goes.
Dean gets the foul called for him. Foul's going to be on Kidwell, his first foul, and the first foul of the game.
The freshman Kidwell picks up the foul, and that'll put James Dean on the line for the end one. And the shot is up and good. 10-0 for the Bears. Start the game, so good omen for the Bears right off the start. Quickly down the floor, the Bulldogs in the forecourt. Try to go underneath the Kidwell and travel with the ball. Or it could have been Kempner, one of those two. Anyway, the Bears with the ball, bring it back the other way. Kobe over the timeline to lead. Working the perimeter, and Lee drives into the lane and passes out to Brady.
Brady got it.
He couldn't make one the other night against puts the Bears up 13-0 here. Three ball from Kabul is the air ball. Rebound Lee, and Kobe is off to the races all the way to the basket. Shoots and scores. 15-0. The Bears are on a roll. And timeout calls Kabul. We'll be back in 30 seconds. You're listening to Bear Basketball on KUKU.
It is the mission of Cox Health Center in Willow Springs to be the best for the community we serve by showing safety, compassion, respect, and integrity. As part of that mission, our nurse practitioners are offering extended hours on most days beginning at 7:30 a.m. Our mission, vision, and values are at the core of everything we do every day. Cox Health Center in Willow Springs, located on Main Street next to Booster Field.
Now, back to Willow Springs Bears Sports on KUKU 100.3.
4:55 left to go first quarter. Bears on top 15-0. Kabul brings the ball down the floor. There are two guards, Long and Montgomery. And they get it into the corner. Intercepted. The ball is by Lee. Lee has it stolen from him. And now Brady James takes it back. He goes underneath baseline, shot up by Dean, it's good. James Dean was in the right place to get it.
And the pack crowd goes crazy.
Oh, my, yeah, the crowd goes wild.
This foul's going to be on Kidwell again, and that's his second.
Going to put James Dean at the line for another and one possibility. It's good. 18-0. Bears on a roll. Bulldogs with Montgomery and Long bring it down across the timeline and try to set up the offense. Katie, they've had very few shots.
Yeah, they just haven't had any opportunities, really.
The Bears have been stealing the ball.
They had five turnovers in the first quarter.
Yeah. All right. Montgomery with the ball, pulls up at the top of the key, gets it away to Kintner, or Kidwell, rather. Montgomery to Law, to Kintner out top. Kintner guarded by Colby James. They go inside.
Ball is loose, picked up by Long.
Long to Kintner. Kintner tries the baseline, puts up a shot, no good.
Rebound to Brady James.
Brady brings it back three on two. Break, and up and in.
So Holt McGinnis.
Holt McGinnis gets on the
senior.
20-0. You almost start to feel bad.
I know.
At this point, Katie. But the Bears on senior night are on a roll.
Yeah.
Kintner trying to go underneath, and there's a basket for the Bulldogs.
Kidwell.
Kidwell with us. The freshman gets them on the board. It's 20-2. Bears back the other way. Take a three.
No good.
Good
by McGinnis.
All Bulldogs for the rebound. Kintner with it. And the Bears going for the steal there and get a foul. So that'll be the first team foul on the Bears.
I think they're going to call that on Caden Lee. And they do. That's his first.
3:09 left to go. It's been a wild first quarter. The Bears put up 20 points already.
Hong Texan and Kidwell goes out.
Caboodle inbounds the ball back towards Kintner. Kintner crosses the timeline, goes in on the wing. Wing to Long. He's tried to pass it underneath. Went out of bounds. The guy, Leonard, wasn't looking for the pass, but it just got by him. So another turnover on the Bulldogs. Bears will bring it down the floor, leading 20-2 with 2:53 left to go in the first quarter. McGinnis with the ball, bounce past the Dean on a high post. Dean gives it to
Brady James.
He has
it away.
Block. The Bulls coming up with the ball. Montgomery down the floor, all the way to the baseline, passing the ball to Long. Now to Kintner. Kintner open for three. Got it. Back come the Bulldogs on a 5-0 run. It's 20-5. Colby takes it across the timeline. Sets up the offense for the Bears. Wants to go inside. Does. Missed the shot. Rebound out long to Brady James. Back to Colby. Colby going on the baseline. Acrobatic move. He does it. Layup. Reverse layup. And puts the Bears up 22-5. Montgomery brings it down the floor to Kintner. Crossing the forecourt. Kintner. Should have tried up
three.
Okay. No good. Rebound.
Colby
gets it. Fast break down to Dean. Dean in the corner to Brady. That's too short, but Lee is there for the rebound. It's a good pass.
Yeah.
And Lee put up his basket, made it 24-5. All right, fast action tonight, I tell you, Katie. The Bulldogs go inside. Leonard gets the basket. And it is up and down the floor in a panic. 1:22 left to go in the quarter.
Bears are going to walk it down this time. There's been a lot of back and forth running.
James down in the corner to Lee. Lee in the lane gives it to Brady James. He goes in the lane, feeds Holt McGinnis back to Brady. And Colby picks it up now. He's going to take a long three. Bears are hot.
If only the Bears could have been shooting this way against Mountain Grove.
Yeah.
That's okay. It's senior night.
Yeah, Bulldogs the other way. They try to go underneath. Pass is picked off by Lee. Another turnover on the Bulldogs. Lee has it knocked away. Save to the Bulldogs. The Bulldogs traveling down the floor. And we've got bodies laying all over the place over here on the near side. One of the Kintner, the Caboodle player, hit the chair.
Yeah,
he hit the chair, so he may take a moment before he and Dean went crashing for the ball, and Kintner went out of bounds and hit one of the chairs. Let's take a 30-second time away. You're listening to Bear Basketball on KUKU.
Life is loud, chaotic, hilarious, and occasionally peaceful. Your life fits you. So why settle for life insurance that fits someone else? At Shelter Insurance, our local agents help you design a personal protection plan backed by award-winning customer service. We're your shield. We're your shelter. Shelter Life Insurance Company, Columbia, Missouri.
For all your auto, home, life, and business insurance needs, see Shelter Insurance agent Robert Hollis.
Now, back to Willow Springs Bears Sports on KUKU 100.3.
32 seconds left to go in the first quarter, and a foul. There was a foul on the play.
Leonard's at the line, shooting two. His first shot was good, and Fluga checks in for Caden Lee.
Lee picked up his second foul, only the second team foul, but he's got both personals. Leonard's second shot is good as well. 27-9 with the last 30 seconds of the first quarter. Now underway, Leonard went to the bench on his own power, so I think he'll be all right. Probably see him again. James crosses the timeline, goes to McGinnis. McGinnis to Brady, James back to Kobe, and they're going to play for the last shot here. The Bears are. McGinnis out front, goes back to Kobe. We're down to 9 seconds. Kobe's going to take the shot. Takes a nice little 18-footer and hands it. That is the end of the first quarter of play with a score, Willow Springs 29, Cabool 9. Back in 60 seconds, you're listening to Bear Basketball on KUKU.
From your first paycheck to your first home, starting your own business, or celebrating your retirement, we're here for all of life's important moments. At Simmons Bank, our modern banking solutions make managing your finances effortless and efficient, so you can focus on what matters most. Simmons Bank, proud supporter of the moments that matter. SimmonsBank.com, member FDIC, equal housing lender, all accounts subject to approval.
The Ozarks Healthcare team cares about your athlete's health. That's why there's a doctor on call 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, to care for the unpredictable injuries. Ozarks Healthcare has a team of 8 orthopedic, spine, and podiatry providers to care for your athletes. The OZH team sends best wishes to all athletes for safe play and exceptional sportsmanship. For more information about OZH Podiatry as well as OZH Orthopedic and Spine, visit www.ozarkshealthcare.com.
Now, back to Willow Springs Bears Sports on KUKU 100.3.
It was a wild first quarter, Katie.
It was.
29-9 is our score after one quarter. There was no,
Bears were on fire.
There was no stopping the Bears the first quarter. A couple of substitutions for the Bears. Grady Priggis coming in as well as Caden Adams for the Bears.
Nice to see some young faces.
You bet. Montgomery with the ball. Goes to Kidwell. Outside, he passes it off to
Kong.
And down the floor they go to the basket, down the lane, and missed the shot, but Kabul got the ball back.
Stone working in the round. He gets it tied up with Grady Friga.
He's in the ball game, and Friga reached in, did a good job tying him up. The ball on the tie-up. So the Bears will take it down the length of the floor with a couple of new kids in the lineup for the Bears right now. Lee and Kobe James take it down the floor to Grady. Back to Kobe. Kobe in the corner.
For Adams, who will take a three.
No good.
Rebound, James Dean.
Dean got the rebound, gets it out to Lee. Lee to Kobe for three and off the mark. No good. Rebound, Kabul. So the Dogs will bring it down the floor. And all the way into the corner goes Goodwell with the basketball. And they go inside. Nice little hook shot, but it don't go down.
Rebound.
Grady had it for a minute. Now he gets it back.
Caden Lee.
The Bears go down floor. Kobe takes another. It is off the mark. Dean with the rebound put it up. No good. Rebound Kabul. Kobe went for a steal there on the inbound play. Hit the deck, but he's all right. Can't knock Kobe out with something like that. It'll be Kabul ball. Length of the floor to go. They're going to wipe
up some sweat here.
A little perspiration on the floor. Brady James checks back in the game for Kobe. Probably a good idea.
Well, Holt McGinnis is in for James Dean.
Okay. Dean was played the whole first quarter.
Yeah.
A little unusual, but made his presence known. Montgomery brings the ball across the timeline for Kabul. And he sets up on the high post to Leonard. Back to Montgomery, and he backs out with it. Goes on the right wing.
Stone.
Stone takes it to the baseline, puts up the shot. It's partially blocked, but a foul. We'll see who that foul is on. But it's
Deion Briga.
Sends Stone to the line, shooting two. Coach Forrest talking to Adams, giving him some instruction here while the time lapses. And the first shot
is no good.
And you'll get a second. Neither team has scored here to open the second quarter. Now they have. There's a basket. I'm 1 point. One of the two free throws goes down, so it's 29-10.
6:10 left to go in the second quarter.
Toby brings it across
Brady.
The timeline. Well, Brady, Toby's right here by me. He's getting ready to go in. McGinnis in the lane, out
Hayden
and
Lee.
From the three-point line. No good.
Rebound Adams.
Caden Adams comes away with the rebound. Gets it to Brady. Brady in the lane is smashed in there. I'm sure they're going to call a foul on somebody.
Call it on Stone. His first.
And Toby and James Dean both go back in the lineup now.
Briga and Adams come back out.
Okay.
Got all three seniors back in.
Non-shooting foul, they say. So the Bears inbound baseline underneath the basket. They do to Dean. Out to McGinnis.
For three, no good.
No good. And whistle underneath. There we go. James Dean picks up a foul. Dean had gone a whole quarter, played it all without drawing a foul.
I know.
But he finally picked one up.
It's only his first.
It is. Down the floor come the Bulldogs with the ball. Kidwell goes
underneath. Montgomery wide open.
Good pass to Montgomery. The Bears went to sleep on that one. It is 29-12. The Bears have not scored this quarter. In the corner for the
McGinnis.
Shot. McGinnis again.
Rebound.
The ball is loose in there. Fighting for it. He's got it.
Dumb ball.
And the arrow points to Kabul. It'll be Kabul's basketball. Dean did a good job of getting in there and just tying them up. So as hot as the Bears were in the first quarter, they have really cooled off.
They have. Montgomery will bring it down the court.
He crosses the timeline, sets up the half-court offense for the Bulldogs. Goes to Stone on the right wing. Stone driving the baseline, gets underneath the basket.
Steps out of bounds.
Yeah, he had Colby on him, and there wasn't anything he could do.
Nowhere else to go.
So a turnover on the Bulldogs. The Bears get it back.
Colby James walks to the cross midcourt.
And sets it up, passing to the wing for Brady. Brady James, top of the key for McGinnis. McGinnis bounces
nice
underneath.
Nice pass to Colby James.
Oh, that was a great pass. Give an assist to McGinnis, but Colby with a basket. The Bears score here in the second quarter. Montgomery, Kidwell, the freshman, backs it out.
To Hong.
Hong.
And now Montgomery.
And now Leonard. As they pass it around, looking inside most of the time. They have taken a few outside shots. There's a steal by the Bears. Fast break all the way to the basket. Lee up and in. On the fast break basket, it's 33-12.
4:10 left to go in the first half.
Montgomery crosses the timeline, gets it to Kidwell. Kidwell is going to be a good player for the Bulldogs. Ball tipped out of bounds by James, Colby, and Kabul will inbound in the full court.
Grady Friga checks in. Caden Lee comes out. Bears doing a lot of subbing.
And that's good.
In this game.
That's
yes,
good.
It is.
Yeah.
It is.
Kabul inbounds. They go back court to Montgomery. Montgomery crosses the timeline. Goes to Kidwell. Kidwell puts it on the floor. And now pulls up. Gets the ball back to Leonard. Leonard puts up the shot. And it's good. From the baseline. Makes it 33-14.
James. Colby St. Juan from 12 feet. Just a nice little jump shot. 35-14. Montgomery down the floor to Leonard. To Stone as they work the perimeter. Now they try to go underneath. And
back it out to Kidwell.
Kidwell's got it top of the key again. Kidwell is long. And Leonard now takes off. Bears avoiding any penetration with their defense. They're not letting them get inside. Montgomery, top of the key. Bounce pass to Leonard. Back to Montgomery. Montgomery sets it up. We've slowed the pace down considerably here in the second quarter.
Bulldogs have not been able to go inside, which is where they like to go.
They want to.
They are not a three-point shooting team.
Montgomery to Leonard, and Leonard's shot, high arching shot, no good. Kidwell with a rebound, no good. Rebound, Colby James. He tried to fast break it down the court, and the ball was knocked out of bounds.
By Kabul.
2:33 left to go in the second quarter. McGinnis comes out. Lee goes in for the Bears.
Briga inbounds the ball to James Dean.
Colby James in the wing, puts it on the floor, jump stop shot, no good, rebound out of bounds.
They're going to call it over the back on James again.
His second personal foul.
And the third team foul for the Bears this quarter.
Yep. So the Bulldogs bring it down. The Bears have been limited to 6 points here in the second quarter. It was a massive first quarter that really got them going. Leonard with the ball, or rather Hong, gets it down to Montgomery. They work the perimeter again. Now they go underneath.
Inside.
Good move. That
inside
was good
for Leonard. That's what they were trying to do, trying to wait for that cut, and he was just wide open.
Leonard got the basket, makes it 35-16. Kabul coming back.
Hey, two,
Kobe with the ball.
Passes it off to Caden Lee.
Lee comes out of the corner top of the key. Goes to Brady on the left side. Back to Lee. Lee to Kobe. Kobe way outside
three.
The three.
Got it.
The volleyball line and sinks it. It's 38-16.
1:25 left to go in the second quarter.
Montgomery comes. And a good job of Grady Friggin creating a turnover to Kobe.
Lays it up and in.
Easy fast break basket for Kobe. 40-16. Montgomery back the other way, crosses the timeline, gives it to Leonard. And they go
Kidwell.
Baseline to Kidwell, who puts up the shot, misses it.
Good. They get their rebound.
And they try still underneath the basket, put up the shot, but Grady Friggin right there to deny the basket.
Ahead to Brady James for three. Got it.
Brady for three. That's his third one of the night, isn't it?
It is.
43-16. Less than a minute left to go here in the second quarter. Leonard with the ball. To Stone. They go baseline to Kidwell. Backs it out to Stone. High post for Hong. Back out to Montgomery. Montgomery to Leonard. But the Bulldogs have really slowed it down here. Montgomery with it.
Left.
Yep, maybe playing for the last shot. Maybe not intentionally, but they are. Stone on the wing, guarded by Colby. It's to Leonard, and the ball is loose. Ball goes out of bounds. It'll be bare ball with 8.2 seconds left to go in the half.
And McGinnis checks in for Dean.
See what the Bears draw up here. 8.2 seconds is a lot of time, really. Six crosses the timeline, Colby does. Gets
Brady.
It back to Brady for a long three.
Got it.
Buried it. Wow.
Brady
that makes it 46-16 at the half. Bears go to the locker room with a huge lead. We'll be back in 3 minutes to look at all of Katie's stats. You're listening to Bear Basketball on KUKU.
March means mud, ruts, and long days. A Bailey Chevrolet GMC truck is built for real work. Power when you need it, and traction where you need it most. Where will your Bailey Chevy take you this spring? Together, let's drive a Bailey Chevrolet.
I'm John Bailey. When the road gets rough, drive a Bailey.
Bailey Chevy and GMC, home of the Bailey Factor.
In the heart of the Ozarks, your vehicle is more than just a means of transportation. It's a statement of your personal style. At Frigga Tire, we understand that the right set of rims can transform your ride from ordinary to extraordinary. Whether you're cruising through town or tackling the back roads, our stylish rims are designed to make your vehicle stand out, reflecting your unique personality and taste. So why settle for the everyday when you can turn heads wherever you go? Frigga Tire. Style your ride.
I thought college was out of reach. Too expensive, too risky, too much debt. Then I found Missouri State University, West Plains. Lower tuition, real support, real chances. A real affordable possibility. Now I'm building a future without burying my family in bills. Where do I want to be tomorrow? Confident, moving forward, and without a mountain of debt.
Missouri State, West Plains. New beginnings. Endless possibilities.
Steve Airey knows what it takes to be a winner. That's why he chose Solomon Cornelius and his team of experienced agents.
How you're treated matters. If there's one thing I know, you can count on Corn. Monarch Realty, 417-469-2869 or 417-264-2330.
It is the mission of Cox Health Center in Willow Springs to be the best for the community we serve by showing safety, compassion, respect, and integrity. As part of that mission, our nurse practitioners are offering extended hours on most days beginning at 7:30 a.m. Our mission, vision, and values are at the core of everything we do every day. Cox Health Center in Willow Springs, located on Main Street next to Booster Field.
Hi, this is Taylor Grubaugh with Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet, Buick, and GMC in West Plains. Have you seen the new Buicks lately? We have new Buicks arriving daily, just in time for the extension of our Friends and Family sale. That's right, Friends and Family pricing on an all-new Buick. And only at Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet, Buick, and GMC in West Plains. The area's only Buick dealer.
Together, let's drive to Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet, Buick, and GMC in West Plains for great service and the best price.
Now, back to Willow Springs Bears Sports on KUKU 100.3.
We're back. Hard to hear the cues sometimes. Anyway, we're back at Mumford Gym halftime, and the Bears leading the Tabula Bulldogs 46-16 at the half. Katie, it was quite a first quarter for the
Bears. It was.
They led 29-9 after one quarter, so it was crazy wild. Anyway, with the stats, go for it.
Yeah. Leading scorers for the Bulldogs, Leonard had 8 points. Kintner had 3, but then I think he had to step out because he got hurt, so he didn't play at all in the second quarter. Montgomery had 2. Kidwell had 2. And Stone had 1 with his free throw. Leading scorers for the Bears, Colby James had 18, Brady James had 14, Caden Lee had 6, James Dean had 6, and Holt McGinnis had 2. Turnovers, the Bull had 10 turnovers in the first half. Bears only had 2. And the Bears also out-rebounded the Bulldogs 12-6.
That's an unusual stat because the Bears are usually out rebounded by the other team. So
it's a nice stat to see.
That's a positive stat right there. Yeah. So the Bears with those 29 points in the first quarter really turned it on, and then in the second quarter they kind of eased off a little bit, but still outscored the Bulldogs 17-7. Right. Yeah. I think that's right.
I didn't do that math.
Coming up in the, this is the final, again, a regular season game, as we have talked about earlier. Coming up next week, you got it. I didn't, you were showing it to me, but I didn't get the.
Yeah, girls will probably play Licking first round for districts on Wednesday.
Yeah, that'll be Wednesday at Houston, if you want to go to that one. We'll have it. We'll broadcast it for you. But and we'll broadcast the district as far as they go, girls and boys. And the boys will probably play Thayer at Kabul on Thursday night. So
that'll be a tough first round game.
Oh, for both teams.
Yeah, it will be.
Being a second seed in that tournament is, well.
You would think that would be a good thing.
Right. But it's when you have to play Thayer again, and the Bears beat Thayer earlier this year, but
it was not easy.
It wasn't an easy game. So it's
Bears are
going
to have to work. They're going to have to work for that win.
And Licking is always good too on the ladies' side. So that will be a tough test for the Lady Bears, who really got thumped tonight by Norwood. But I think Norwood is Norwood. Norwood girls and boys are just superb this year. They're probably going to be district winners, I would guess, or at least there's a lot of good teams on the boys' side, though, in that bracket. So we'll see how that goes. But
I mean, our girls team is, we have a good girls team, and when you're beating us by 30 plus points, you're a good team.
I think the girls now are at 18 and 6 on the year. And the boys tonight are going for win number 16.
Yeah.
So both teams could wind up with 20 wins the year. Probably a long shot for the boys, but for the girls, if they can win a couple of games in the district, that would be a 20 win season for them. So that's always a watermark you try to go for is that 20 win season when you get those good teams. And you don't have those every year.
No.
So this is one of those exceptional years for Willow Springs Fair basketball sports. And we saw the JV game, and the young Bears, they handled Kabul easily in their contest as they won by 30 points over the Kabul Bulldogs. But Bulldogs, they're looking to improve their basketball fortunes.
They are. There's a lot of young players starting varsity. Like, they had a freshman and I think a couple of sophomores.
Yeah.
So.
Leonard, I think, he's either a sophomore or a junior, and he's a good player.
He is.
Kidwell is going to be good as well. So
give the girls like a few years.
Tanner Barnes, he's capable of being a really good coach. So that'll be interesting to watch the development of the Kabul Bulldogs upcoming as they strive to get better on the floor. For the Bears, we're losing the seniors that we lose, and they're going to be hard to replace. But there's a good crop of youngsters coming up that will fill some of those voids. But it's hard to replace a guy that scores 2,000 points.
It sure is.
But anyway, we won't have Kobe will be over at the School of the Ozarks next year, and it'll be interesting to follow his career. And Chloe Jones will be an evangel. And we can kind of keep track of them, see how they go next year. But we'll miss them here at Willow Springs. We're just about set for the third quarter. The band, we had a band tonight, too. We haven't had a pep band.
Yeah,
a
pep band. That's nice to see back.
Good to have them out here. We had an interesting national anthem.
Yeah, Mr. Charlton.
Playing his violin. I get to see that quite often at church where I go. But
not everyone gets to see that, so that's nice to see.
It was a pleasure to have him do the national anthem for us. He's doing some of the music instructing here at Willow Springs High School, and does a very good job. Both teams back out on the floor. The Bears, I think, are going to have the ball to start this third quarter. And looks like all the starters are back out there for the Bears, including those three seniors. Inbound play goes to Kobe James. Crosses the sideline. And passes to Brady on the wing. Brady dribbles top of the key. Back to Caden Lee on the right wing. They go
left wing. McGinnis.
McGinnis puts up the shot in and
out.
Rebound, James Dean. Dean out to Lee for three.
He got it.
Proud. The student section loves that. Montgomery brings it down for the Bulldogs. Underway here in the third quarter. For Long, Stone, they work the perimeter. Kidwell brings it up at the top. Now goes back in the corner for Montgomery. Montgomery, DeLong, and they have those guys' numbers switched again. Long and Montgomery have one different number.
And they're about the same height.
Bulldogs trying to get a shot off. Three by Leonard. He was just outside the arc. He nailed it for the Bulldogs. Kobe James beats the press, passes underneath. There's Brady.
Brady James for a long three.
He's on fire tonight. Did he get another one?
Three of the night. And it's only the third quarter.
Here we go. Long and Montgomery bring it down court. Brady knocked it away. Brady James got it out of bounds. It'll belong to Spool right at the midcourt level.
We're going to bring in some subs, and we see Kintner back in the game. So nice to see that he's not too badly hurt.
It is. It is. Nice to see him back in the game. He took a nasty fall.
He did.
And hit his head on the chair. Yeah. Leonard with the ball. Now back to Kintner. He dribbles top of the circle. Probably got a bit of a headache, at the very least. Tim Montgomery. Montgomery to Leonard out front as they work around. There's Kintner
for three.
It's off the top of the backboard. And
rebound, Brady Dean.
Here come the Bears on a fast break. Brady with it on the wing. Takes off. 12-footer, no good. Rebound, tipped around.
Kobe James.
Kobe got it. Turnaround shot is good. Oh, you're going to miss that, aren't
you? Yeah, you are.
So the Bears up 54-19 now. Montgomery brings it across the timeline.
Kintner wants another three.
He's going for it. Missed it.
Rebound.
Leonard. Puts it up and in. Offensive board. James brings it down to across the timeline. Kobe does. And setting up the Bear half-court offense. They go on
McGinnis.
The wing to McGinnis. McGinnis to Lee.
Davis.
Lee with
Comfort.
A shot a little short.
Rebound,
and
Kobe Dean.
Kobe ran it down. Now puts up the little short shot. Missed it. Rebound,
Kaboom.
Bulldogs. Dogs on a run. Lost the ball, and out of bounds it goes. It stays with the Bulldogs. 5:11 left to go, third quarter. 54-21 our score. Bulldogs to inbound. They do out front.
Kintner.
On the way, bounce pass to Montgomery. Montgomery inside. Back out front.
Hong.
To Kintner. Kintner driving the lane, pulls up. Turnaround shot is good. 54-23.
4:45 left to go in the third quarter.
James down there takes an 18-footer and cans it.
Kobe James.
Just an easy shot for Kobe.
He makes it look so fluid.
Down the floor comes Montgomery for the Bulldogs. Bounce pass Stone. Puts up the three. No good. James Dean with a rebound. Fast break out to Kobe. Kobe passes
Brady
off
James.
To Brady, who got his shot blocked and got fouled, but he didn't. Nobody called it. I saw it, didn't you?
I saw it.
Anyway, Bears will maintain possession and inbound baseline underneath the basket.
Holt McGinnis.
Inbounds, and Kobe gets it back to Brady. Brady in the lane. Over to
Lee
for three. No good. Rebound. Foul call. Yeah. See who that foul
is. James Dean. He'll pick up his third.
The senior has played a lot tonight. He's probably played more tonight than he has any game this year. And Montgomery brings it down the floor. Gets it to Kintner.
drive.
Getting it in the lane.
Slide.
Slid, yeah.
Yeah. Turns the ball over.
Caboodle has not had a lot of turnovers here in the third quarter.
No, this is their first one. So they've kind of cleaned up their game a little.
Kobe brings it down the floor. Passes to Dean. Puts up the shot. It's good. James Dean with the basket. Kobe with the assist. 58-23. Bulldogs driving the baseline, put up the shot.
Leonard.
The big guy inside gets two more.
He's done the majority of the scoring this whole game.
Lee down the floor with the ball goes to Kobe. And Brady on the perimeter, back to Kobe. Out front, Kobe goes in the corner to Holt McGinnis for three. No good.
Rebound.
They bring it down across the timeline. Kentner handling the ball. Kentner goes inside, underneath, shot up and blocked. But foul also is going to be called.
That's going to call that on McGinnis.
That'll put Leonard at the line shooting two. 3:08 left to go in the quarter. Leonard's shot is good. At the front of the rim, the back of the rim, and sailed through. New number in the ball game for the Bulls.
Hayden Adams and Grady Friga check in. Brady James and James Dean come out.
Ziegler checking the ball game for Kabul.
He saw a lot of playing time in the DV game.
He did. Second shot is good by Leonard. 58-27. Kobe from crosses the timeline, takes it to the baseline, gets it back out to McGinnis. McGinnis drives the lane, puts up the shot. Good. They were looking for Holt to get on the scoreboard, and he did.
His second point of the night.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, he had an early one in the first quarter.
Yeah, Ziegler bringing the ball down for the Bulldogs. Shot is up, and no good.
Rebound McGinnis.
McGinnis comes down with it. Lee crosses the timeline, gets in the lane, feeds McGinnis, shot is up, no good.
Knows that he's fouled. And McGinnis will go to the line shooting two. Foul's going to be on Leonard.
Holt McGinnis had an interesting comment for his senior night.
I've forgotten.
That's okay. Shot is up and no good by Holt.
Brady James checks in. Hayden Lee. Comes out. And Kidwell comes in.
2:35 left to go in the quarter.
Bears up 60-27.
Second shot by Holtz is good. 61-27 now. Ziegler bringing it down. That's a change for them. He's on to the JVers. Kentner with a long three. No good. And
out of bounds off Kabul.
I think Kidwell just lost his balance.
He was trying to go up for the rebound.
And that's what happens when the Bears get the ball. Ziegler's going to work on Kobe. James gets by him and goes to the
Kobe James
goes to the hoop and gets two more.
His trademark dump shot.
Yep. Kentner brings it down this time for the Bulldogs. Crosses the timeline. Sets it up. Brady James got a hand on it. I think they're going to call Brady for a foul.
I think they called jump.
Did they?
I think so.
Oh, that's good. I didn't think he fouled, but he got his hand kind of around his
kind
back.
Of, well,
you know,
yeah, the player twisted him.
Yeah.
Kabul possession, and they will inbound.
1:59 left to go in the quarter. Ziegler with it, crosses the timeline. He goes to Montgomery. Montgomery going up the lane, has the ball knocked away. Ziegler gets it back. Ziegler along three. It is no good. Good save on the rebound by Leonard. Shot is up and good by Kabul's Hong, right? Hong?
I think so.
That's it, 63-29. James down the floor. Brady. Goes to Holt for three, offline. No good. Ziegler with a rebound. Coming back the other way. Ziegler to Montgomery. Montgomery goes to Kidwell. Kidwell on the baseline for Kabul.
Backs out, now bounce pass inside, stolen by the Bears. Brady James got a three-on-three break, goes to McGinnis. McGinnis wants to shoot, and does, and gets fouled. Seemed like the goal of the quarter is to get McGinnis some points. Foul is on Kabul, so McGinnis goes to the line shooting two for the Bears.
First shot is no good. He's been missing that first free throw.
He has.
Second one he's been nailing. We'll see if he does it again. Less than a minute left to go in the quarter. Oh, second shot is no good as well. And Kabul gets the rebound. Bulldogs bring it down. Montgomery across the timeline to Sigler. Sigler to Leonard. Leonard way out front. He can hit a three from there, but he chooses not to. Montgomery to Leonard. To Sigler. And back to Leonard. There's the play maybe for the last. No, Leonard's going to drive. Nope. Gives it back. Passes back to Montgomery. In the corner, Sigler.
Try to go. Hong.
Hong in the lane. Gives it back to Montgomery. And the Bears.
15 seconds left.
Playing down to the last minute. The last second of the quarter, Kabul has not shot here in just about a minute. Bulldog Sigler with the ball. A steal by McGinnis. And no shot at the buzzer. So we end the quarter with the Bears leading 63-29. Back in 60 seconds, you're listening to Bear Basketball on KUKU.
If you have 10 minutes and online access, you're ready to open a new checking or savings account with West Plains Bank and Trust Company. Already a customer? Just log into digital banking and click Add an Account, making the switch to West Plains Bank and Trust Company. Welcome. Simply visit westplainsbank.com and click Open Account. 24/7 convenience, FDIC insured, free debit card and e-statements. It's simple and convenient to open your account online with West Plains Bank and Trust Company. Member FDIC.
Life is loud, chaotic, hilarious, and occasionally peaceful. Your life fits you, so why settle for life insurance that fits someone else? At Shelter Insurance, our local agents help you design a personal protection plan backed by award-winning customer service. We're your shield. We're your shelter. Shelter Life Insurance Company, Columbia, Missouri.
For all your auto, home, life, and business insurance needs, see Shelter Insurance agent Robert Hollis.
Now, back to Willow Springs Bears Sports on KUKU 100.3.
Final 8 minutes getting underway here on the final regular season game of the year for the Bears as they lead Kabul 63-29 to start the fourth quarter. Turbo clock will be on, at least to start the quarter. And let's see, the seniors are still out there for the Bears, including Colby James, who has the ball, goes to James Dean. Dean passes the ball off, gets it back. He's going to take a three.
James Dean
breaks down the house. With a big three, makes it 66-29. Leonard Sigler on the other end. Kidwell with it on the wing. Kidwell backs it out of there, passes it off to Leonard. Leonard just a sophomore, Kidwell a freshman, so this Kabul team's got some talent. Sigler on the wing, back to Leonard. Leonard to Kidwell, working the outside, trying to get somebody open underneath the basket. They go back and forth around the perimeter. Kidwell to Leonard. Hong made it. Made the shot, but missed it. Bears got the rebound. Colby James with a shot from the inside. The lane is typical 12-footer for Colby. Makes it 68-29.
Foul called on Brady James. That's his first.
Well, what did Brady do?
He pushed him a little.
Sigler comes out. Long comes back in. He had a long rest. In the third quarter, but he's back out there now. As the Bulldogs bring it down the floor. Bulldogs hit it across the timeline. Kentner with it. Trying to work on Brady. And a whistle and a foul on Leonard. But the Bulldogs have really cleaned up their turnover situation since the first quarter.
They have, yeah. They still have 13 turnovers, but
they had 10
most
at the
of
half.
Yeah. So
6 minutes left to go in the game. Bears with the ball. Kobe with it. She gets it to McGinnis. McGinnis in the lane. Passes to Dean. Hey, got another three.
I know, this is two, I think. Long two.
70-29. Now the Bears lead. And the Bears.
Getting their one at three, but it was
three.
No good.
Bears with a rebound. Kobe wants three. It's no good. Rebound. Kittner brings it down the floor.
The pace is picking back
inside.
Up.
It is, and there's an easy two for Leonard. And that makes it 70-31. Lee brings it down the floor, crosses the timeline. He wants a three.
No good. Rebound.
Rebound. Fought for. It's still alive.
Bulls got it.
Kaboom gets it in the forecourt now. As Montgomery works around the outside, gets it to Kittner. Kittner in the lane, wants to shoot. He does.
Yes, and he's fouled.
Got an end one coming. Yes, it's 70-33 now.
Foul was called on Grady Friggin. That's his second.
It's not who they put up there. Yeah, there they
go.
They're a little slow. Kittner at the line to try to do his and one. Meanwhile, the clock continues to roll. So.
And it is good.
He makes it 70-34. And the Bears bring it down the floor. Kobe James is going to stay in there on the fourth quarter. And he's going to shoot and score. In the lane this time, about an eight-footer. It's 72-34. He's going to have some points tonight. Kaboom the other way. Kittner with the ball. Goes in the lane. He gets fouled by Lee.
Coach Forrest was yelling at Caden to foul him. So, not sure why, but he did. So, he'll pick up his third foul.
That's why he won.
Oh, okay.
Coach
Trevor Hunsucker and Nathan Bennett will check in.
He wanted to get those kids in. And Frigga and Lee go out.
And Adams checks in late as well.
And he comes
James
in for
Dean.
James Dean. James
got,
Dean should get a hand as he comes out.
They've got Hunsucker, Bennett, Adams, McGinnis, and Kobe Dean. Oh.
Here comes another one.
Colton Forrest checks in. Holt McGinnis comes out.
Here comes
and Eli Hopper.
Hopper for
Kobe Dean.
Well, there you go. Bears get all the Bears starters get a big standing ovation from the home crowd. As the JV takes over, we'll see what happens here. Kittner drive, shoot, scores. 72-36.
2:53 left to go.
Bears bring the ball down. Adams handling it across the timeline. Adams gets it away to Bennett. Bennett bounce pass to Hopper.
Hunsucker.
In the corner, Hunsucker gets it away to Adams. He'll run a little time here, maybe.
Adams driving.
Adams likes to shoot, though, and he gets fouled. Adams, Caden Adams, was not in the act of shooting, they say.
Foul's going to be on 15. Long.
What are they?
Timeout.
Timeout.
For Kabul.
All right, timeout, Kabul. We'll take a time in here for 30 seconds. You're listening to Bear Basketball on KUKU.
The Ozarks Healthcare team cares about your athlete's health. That's why there's a doctor on call 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, to care for the unpredictable injuries. Ozarks Healthcare has a team of 8 orthopedic, spine, and podiatry providers to care for your athletes. The OZH team sends best wishes to all athletes for safe play and exceptional sportsmanship. For more information about OZH Podiatry as well as OZH Orthopedic and Spine, visit www.ozarkshealthcare.com.
Now back to Willow Springs Bears Sports on KUKU 100.3.
.218 left to go in the ball game. Timeout has been called by Kaboom to get their lineup. and get the JV lineup primarily in there. The clock will resume on the turbo clock as soon as we resume action. Kidwell stays in there along with Stigler for Poole. Bears with the ball, baseline underneath the basket.
Gets it into Forrester.
Gets a basket.
And he's fouled.
He's fouled on the play. All right.
I'll add him into the book.
A nice assist from Caden Adams there. Forrester, yeah, put his name in there and 2 points, maybe three. Shot is up and good by Forrester. 75-36. Kabul brings the ball down the floor with Stigler handling it. Crosses the timeline. Goes to Warnicke. Warnicke dribbles top of the key. Abel Warnicke. Keeps the ball moving. Now picks up his dribble. Got to go somewhere.
Gets away
by
Hopper.
Hopper, but Kabul gets it back. Kidwell with a shot, missed it. Rebound. Bears come back the other way. We're down to 122 left in the game.
Bennett
went all the way underneath the basket, lost it. But the Bears recover, get it back. They drive the baseline, put up the shot. It's good.
Adams, I think.
I couldn't see. Give it to Caden. 104 left to go in the game. Kabul with the ball back the other way. Stigler handling it out front. Kabul trying to drive inside. Picks up the dribble. They go underneath to Kidwell, who puts it up and in.
And he's fouled in the process as well.
Freshman Kidwell will go to the line, try to make it a three-point play. That'll probably be the last play of the game.
They're going to call a foul on Hopper.
Eli gets in the book with a personal foul. Shot by Kidwell is good. 77-39 with 22 seconds left to go in the game. Bears will probably just hold it here and let time run out because that's exactly what they're going to do.
Bennett dribbles it around.
Bennett handling the ball here for the last
saying no
3 seconds. That is it. Ball game is over. 77-39 the final as the Bears celebrate senior night with a big win over the Kabul Bulldogs. We'll be back in 30 seconds. You're listening to Bear Basketball on KUKU.
In the heart of the Ozarks, your vehicle is more than just a means of transportation. It's a statement of your personal style. At Frigga Tire, we understand that the right set of rims can transform your ride from ordinary to extraordinary. Whether you're cruising through town or tackling the back roads, our stylish rims are designed to make your vehicle stand out, reflecting your unique personality and taste. So why settle for the everyday when you can turn heads wherever you go? Frigga Tire. Style your ride.
Now back to Willow Springs Bear Sports on KUKU 100.3.
And welcome back to Bear Basketball on KUKU as our final regular season game. We'll get you enough court here, Coach. All right. Forrest is joining us here for post-game activities. Wow, what a night. Coach, you got your seniors in there and played them just about the whole game.
Yeah. You know, it was good for them. You know, you want to let them play as much as they possibly can on their last time on the floor. And at the same time, you want to be respectful to the other team. You're not out there trying to show anybody up, but, you know, get those guys an opportunity to play together one last time.
Yeah.
I mean, here in Mumford. So they got a lot of family here, so I was glad to be able to do that. And all three had big games, so
they opened the ball game in that first quarter. It was crazy, scoring 29 points in the first quarter.
Yeah, we did.
It was up and down the floor.
Yeah, it was fun. You know, Kabul's been playing a lot better. They're a lot, you know, they're young. You know, that number 12 sophomore, he's going to be an absolute load. Number 4, you know, he's a really good player too. He kind of got hurt there at the beginning. Tanner's doing a good job with him, and they'll continue to get better. But you know, just proud of my guys. I love those guys. I've coached them. A lot of them, I've known them since they're in kindergarten and younger, and you know, they've all spent a ton of time and a ton of effort and commitment. And I think that's what people don't see, the behind the scenes. You know, the all summer longs, the open gyms all fall here at 6:30, and then three straight months of practice. You know, I was talking the other day, I was like, since November 1st, these guys have had one day off. One day off since November 1st. And that's commitment. And a lot of people don't, won't put that time in.
Right.
And they've done it their whole career. So, to make it to your senior year is a big deal. So I'm proud of those guys. Those guys have been the anchor of our team for the last few years. And you know, Holt and James have become great players and they're good teammates. And then you can't say enough about Colby. You know, he's the best one to step on the floor in my career here, you know, and statistically he's going to be arguably, you could argue he's one of the best, if not the best. And people just don't understand the work he puts in.
Right.
I mean, it's unreal. His commitment to the game. He's one of a kind, and I'm blessed to be able to coach all three of them. So it's been awesome.
And Colby is moving on in his career too. And that's, we're happy about that he's going to the School of the Ozarks. And I think he'll do well there with his commitment that he has.
I do. I think it's, he looked for advice from his dad, who obviously is very knowledgeable on that area, and myself. And I just told him, I said, hey, you know, you want to go play something. You want to go find somewhere you can play where you can play, because you got 4 years left. And you don't want to go somewhere where you're going to set the bench. And that's a good level of basketball, and that is a competitive. It's a crazy crowd down there. I went to school there. And, you know, I'll be honest with you, I think they'll have a hard time keeping him off floor next year. So that's the goal. But we got big games coming up. Now it's the biggest game of the season coming up, you know, next Thursday. And it'll either be Thayer or Kabul. And, you know, on the stat sheet, it'll say Thayer. So if that happens, we'll be ready to go. You know, they're playing well still. We played really well to beat them a couple weeks ago. And so, you know.
You got about a week off too, and that's kind of tough.
That's good. Well, I've been back and forth. You know, would you rather play that first round game?
Yeah.
Our guys, I don't know how you'd say it, they got a lot of miles on the tires, some of these guys. It's not going to hurt. I don't really feel like not being ready to play is the problem with my guys. They're ready to go.
They're still going to practice too.
Oh yeah, we'll practice every day. But just one less game that they got to have wear and tear, and we can get focused on the one game and take it one, you know, really, it's one game at a time.
Yeah.
It's win or go home.
And Thayer's going to have to play. They're
going to
have to play
cool.
A game. So.
Yeah.
And they'll have to play because, like you said, Kabul's on the improve here.
Yeah. It's going to be a home game for Kabul, too.
Yeah.
So I'm excited about it. You know, you think about it, the top three or four teams in the district, you know, we beat all of them. All the teams in the district beat all of them by one, and the one we lost to, we lost in overtime by one.
Right.
So it's there for us. We can do it. We're capable of doing it. But there's teams there. If we don't show up and play, I guarantee you Thayer's going to be ready to play.
Oh, yes. Oh, yeah.
And if you don't, you know, if we don't show up ready to play and play well, you know, we'll get bounced first game.
Yeah. So. Coach Vince will have him ready.
Oh, yeah. Yep. Yeah, he will.
Coach, congratulations.
Thank you, guys, and Larry. I appreciate you and all you've done.
It's been a great season.
It is. I've enjoyed it. Thank you, guys. Appreciate
You're welcome. You're welcome. Coach Forrest with us this evening, post game as he always is. We appreciate him coming by, win or lose. He's always here to talk to us, and appreciate Destin for that. So, Katie, if you got the stats, let's see what's happened.
Real quick, lead scores for the Kabul Bulldogs. Leonard had 19. Kintner was able to come back into the game and score 10 points. Kidwell had 5. Montgomery had 2. Hong had 2, and then Stone had 1 with his free throw. Lead scorers for the Bears, Colby James ended the night with 28 points. His brother Brady James had 17. James Dean had a big night with 13 points. Caden Lee had 9. Colt McGinnis had 5. Caden Adams had 2. And Colton Forrester had 3 with his and 1. As far as turnovers go, we really cleaned it up in the second half, but they still had 13 turnovers compared to the Bears' 2 turnovers. The Bears did out-rebound the Bulldogs 20-13, and that's all I've got.
Well, I think that covers it.
That
covers it. Katie, it's a pleasure doing basketball with you.
It is.
A little moment there.
Oh.
Anyway,
Bears win it 77-39 over the Kabul Bulldogs to end the regular season on senior night. They'll be back in action on Thursday night, playing the winner of Kabul and Thayer in the tournament at Kabul. The district tournament is at Kabul. We'll have that game Thursday night. We'll also have the girls' game, whoever they play, probably Licking on Wednesday night at Houston. So for Katie and for Jack back at the studios, thank you, Jack, for staying up with us. Man, this has been a late night for basketball, but appreciate you, Jack. Anyway, and for Katie, I'm Larry Spence. You've been listening to Bear Basketball on KUKU. Once again, our final score, Kabul losing to the Bears 77-39. Good night from Mumford Gym.
That's it for this link in the chain of Willow Springs Bear Sports. We thank you for listening and everyone who was involved in the making of this broadcast, which includes these sponsors: G&W Foods, Monarch Realty, MSU West Plains, West Plains Bank and Trust, For Good Tire Service, Bailey Chevrolet and GMC, Cox Health Center in Willow Springs, Shelter Insurance Agent Robert Hollis, Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet, and Simmons Bank. For more information on sports from around the area, go online to OzarkRadioNews.com. For now, we'll get you back to the regular programming here on KUKU 100.3, your home of the Willow Springs Bears.